Trevor Brown is with Turkish Airlines, heads up the South African operation. Trevor, good afternoon.
Afternoon, John. How are you doing?
Very well, and yourself?
Not too bad, thank you. Holding up under the strain.
Yeah. Before COVID hit, how many flights to, because I mean, most of your, I think all of your stuff routes through Istanbul and then to many, many other destinations around the world. But what was the frequency in and out of Cape Town and Joburg before COVID?
We had, we were operating two flights a day, one from Cape Town and one from Johannesburg. We also operated what we call a tag with Durban. So there was a Durban-Johannesburg flight three times a week, and three times a week there was a tag with Joburg from Mozambique as well. So we were doing quite well in this market, and we were getting ourselves quite nicely established before COVID hit us.
And now? What's the situation now?
We schedule two flights a week out of Cape Town, two flights a week out of Johannesburg. We've dropped the Durban route for now because there just isn't any demand or enough demand coming out of Durban at the moment. But in reality, we should only be down to one flight a week because the demand is just not there yet. So that's where we find ourselves. We're operating on a Saturday out of Friday and Saturday out of Cape Town, and Wednesdays and Saturdays from Johannesburg or between.
And the people who are getting onto the planes in Cape Town and Johannesburg, are most of them just heading to Istanbul and staying there, or where are the destinations that people are then moving on to?
No, we have a couple of people, a couple of passengers that go to Turkey, but the majority are still going to what were our traditional markets before, going to Europe. And I suspect a lot of South Africans returning home to work. We're picking up some of the American business as well because you cannot get to America via Europe. So the USA has closed its borders for anybody transiting on a flight through the EU. So that kind of worked for us and our friends next door in the Sandball. So we get some American business, but what's difficult to tell is the passport nationality of these people because a lot of them are carrying dual passports. So they leave South Africa on their South African passport, but I would suspect there's quite a lot of dual citizenship passengers leaving as well. But it is quite a big spread over Europe is what we're carrying.
And which is the busier flight, the flight out of South Africa or the flight back into South Africa?
You'd be surprised. It's actually more or less in even Stevens at the moment. And I think we're in a much better position than a lot of our competitors in this market because we were a little bit conservative in opening up our schedules. And so we operate with about, it's even, it's almost 100 passengers in each direction. So I think we're quite fortunate. But, again, on the inbound, I think it's the same situation. A lot of South Africans that were working in Europe and the USA returning home. And we pick it up just from the queries that we're getting from our friends in the travel industry.
Okay, and COVID, what are the protocols that Turkish is enforcing?
Okay, so there are quite a lot of protocols. We've actually changed a lot of things in terms of how we operate the flights. If I talk about on board, we're limiting the amount of cabin baggage that you take on board, just so that we could limit the movement in the cabin. And you would probably know that. You know, the one thing that Turkey is known for is its food and the quality of food. And of course, that reached us on board in Turkish Airlines, so we've had to limit that as well. One of our biggest strong points was the food. And now we do a one-pass-by service, and you get a pre-packed meal, and it's a cold meal at the moment. So the whole, the thing that we pride ourselves on in the past, that's kind of gone. But in terms of the cleaning and just for passengers, to put passengers' minds at rest, we do a proper clean of whenever the flight arrives, whether it's in Cape Town or in Istanbul, it doesn't matter on the direction, you name it. All of the touch points are being disinfected, sanitized, overhead bins are clean, your screens on board. And of course, we've got the HEPA filters and I'm...
We've talked a lot about how airlines are probably safer than one thinks. Trevor, that 100 people, I mean, have you changed the planes that you're using, or are you sitting with 100 passengers on a 300 capacity airplane?
It's approximately 220-230 seat capacity. We've changed the aircraft type, and it was on the cards already for pre-COVID. We were launching the Boeing Dreamliner on this route, and we've done that now. We've brought the Dreamliner in, and it's a lot more fuel efficient than any of the other aircraft in our fleet. So at least it helps us with that. But we're fortunate to be carrying some cargo as well. So it kind of helps us break even on these flights that we're operating. So, you know, thank goodness for the cargo.
And masks, do you insist that passengers wear masks?
Yep, absolutely. So every passenger, you can't enter the airport without a mask. You have to have a mask. Yeah, on board, you have to wear a mask at all times. We also hand out these nice little kits that have got the sanitizer, masks and gloves as well. So we do issue you with those on board as well, but you cannot get on an aircraft without a mask, yeah, absolutely.
And you it must be very difficult to plan when you're going to up that frequency or maybe even decrease that frequency, as you said, to one flight a week out of each of the two major cities.
This is the big challenge, John. Yeah, is trying to guess and gauge, you know, what the demand will be. How can we influence the demand if there is any way of doing that? Yeah. So, I mean, the reason we in Cape Town are operating on a Friday and Saturday flight is that if we don't have enough demand and we have to merge the two flights, that people are not too inconvenienced, that they're only inconvenienced by 24 hours. So we've done that quite cleverly. We've also, you know, we decided not to put 4, 5, 6 flights in the market at the outset. I mean, I know it looks good on availability screens when you're looking for availability, but we would rather have to add more flights than to take away. We didn't want to deal with, you know, do that with passengers. And we've heard of stories of other airlines' passengers being changed once, twice, 2, 3, 4 times that they've had schedule change on their flight. So we didn't want to have that situation. We didn't want to upset people in what's already a stressful environment.
Trevor Brown, thanks for painting that picture for us, Corporate Sales Manager in South Africa for Turkish Airlines.